To travel hopefully is a better thing than to arrive. Now, I don't know where you're heading on a daily basis or for Christmas or whatever. Maybe you're heading up the A11 to Norfolk with its roadworks on that major roundabout. Maybe you're heading round the M25. Maybe you're heading over the Dartford Crossing. This summer we went to Portugal for our holidays, and we went with Ryanair. And I have to say, travelling with Ryanair doesn't give me much cause for hope. A number of songs have been made up and sung about Ryanair. I have yet to come across one that I would feel even vaguely comfortable singing in church, because I have yet to come across one which is one side of complimentary. But that's the song that we hear in our psalm today, is a song for a journey. It's one of 14 psalms that are called the Songs of Ascent, psalms which were written to be sung, to be prayed, as the faithful of the day were on their way to Jerusalem to pray, to spend time in the temple. Now, Jerusalem really was the place to go to pray. Yes, you could pray locally. There were altars locally which you could go to, but Jerusalem, the temple, really was the place to go. It's the difference, I guess, between, I don't know, coming here to church or maybe going to Westminster Abbey or something like that. That was the centre of faith, as it were. That was the pinnacle. I suppose if you were a Muslim, it would be Mecca. You know, that is where you had to go on a regular basis to really commune with God, to say your prayers properly. And the writer of the psalm is really excited about this, isn't he? The first thing he says, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" When Teta says, "Let's go to Portugal," I think, yeah, I love going to Portugal, but Ryanair, not so sure. And I dare say it's the same for you when you think about, you know, wherever you may be going for Christmas. Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing my family, but please, Lord, spare me the M25. And the writer's passionate about Jerusalem, isn't he? I don't want to sort of go through the whole psalm, but just some lovely bits in it. I like particularly the older translation of the psalm. I remember singing it at school. The version we have today says that Jerusalem is a city that is built closely compacted together. The older translations render that as being a city at unity with itself. And that's the sense of that particular phrase. The individual areas within Jerusalem were there to support each other in case of the city having to be defended. And they were there for each other. The faithful always were there to support each other, just as we're here for each other, to support in whatever our need may be. And Jerusalem was regarded, as I said earlier, as being really God's residence on earth. You know, if God was going to be on earth, he was going to be in Jerusalem. He was going to be in the temple. And so again, that added to the excitement of going there. And then in verses 4 and 5, the writer goes on to really explain the importance of Jerusalem to the faithful of the day. So we can see the writer's passion for his destination his destination obviously being Jerusalem. I was glad when they said to me, let's go to Jerusalem. He's not worrying about the journey. He's focusing on Jerusalem. And are we as passionate about our destination? What is our destination? Do we know? Well, we hope, obviously, that at the end of our lives we will be with God in glory, and that is our destination. That's what we hold on to. Are we really passionate about that, as the writer of the psalm was about Jerusalem? And so where do we go to worship? Well, we don't go to Jerusalem, obviously. Hopefully, you know, nice place to go if you can. And, you know, a wonderful experience to go to the Holy Land. But we don't go there sort of as a matter of course or on a regular basis, as the faithful would have done in the time of the Psalms. In Acts 17, verse 24, we read, God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by human hands. So while we come here, joined together on a Sunday to worship, and as we meet together on whichever day of the week it is for our home groups, God is with us, but it is us that he lives in. It's not the building. And so where is God manifest in us? Yes, we can look at a church and think, that is so beautiful. It is, you know, that portrays the glory of God. But God is not actually in the building. God is in us. So we need to be the glory of God. Our second reading from Romans. And I think this really holds the key to what the psalmist is talking about. If you look, if you've got your service sheet there, have a look at verse 3, 4, and 5. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love in our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. This is the journey. It's not that we're going to Jerusalem. It's not the dangers of that journey. We have to overlook the trials, the tribulations, and keep our eyes fixed on our destination, because it is our destination that makes the journey worthwhile. And sometimes our lives can seem quite tough, quite difficult. And sometimes when that happens, we look at someone else around us, other people around us, and think, well, actually they're worse off than us. And that makes us feel a little bit better about our lot. It makes our problems pale a little. But they're still our problems. And it's very easy to say, you know, just, you know, think of the starving in whichever part of the world it is, or, you know, the people in Nigeria, the Christians in Nigeria who are being so persecuted. But I'd like you to think for a moment about Jesus, because what we often lose sight of, I think, when we're looking at the Psalms, is that Jesus would have known those psalms. He would have read those psalms. He would have prayed those psalms. So just put yourself in his shoes for a moment and think about the words of our reading today. How would Jesus feel when somebody read, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to Jerusalem'"? What was he going to face along the way? What was he going to face when he got there? And yet still, he went obediently and peacefully, knowing what was in store when he got there. Because he knew that beyond that was the destination that made it all worthwhile. In Thessalonians, it tells us that no one knows the time or the place of the coming of the Lord's day. But we need to be ready. And we sung about it in one of the songs earlier on. So as we journey, can I remind you to be glad? Think of that first verse. "I was glad when they said to me." Rejoice in your journey, because the destination is worthwhile. And we don't know when the day of the Lord is coming. But I don't know about you, when Jesus comes, I want to greet him with a smile on my face, not weighed down by the burdens of the journey. So, be glad. Amen.